Marriages in Islam as a concept always takes place between spiritual parallels. If somebody is not your spiritual parallel, then obviously that's not the suitable marriage in Islam. Al-mu'minuna ba'dhuhum akfa'u ba'd. Some of the mu'mins are parallel spiritually towards some others. Look at the greatness of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha. Our sixth Imam says, if it was not for Amir Mu'mineen, had not Imam Ali married her, ma kana laha kufun. There was no parallel for Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha till the day of judgment, ila yawm al-qiyamah, from Prophet Adam till the last human on earth, no human can parallel the azamat and greatness of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha to marry her. In other words, this hadith itself is enough to understand that Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha is similar to Imam Ali alayhi salam in every aspect of her ruhaniyat and spirituality. Obviously, Imam Ali alayhi salam is afdal than her. She used to call Imam Ali as Ya Amir al-Mu'mini. Oh, the leader of all the faithful. Imam Ali is even Amir and commander for her. She is under the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. If 11 Imams were not to come from Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha to continue the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is in itself an imtidad, an extension of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah, Imam Ali alayhi salam performs the same job of Rasulullah without being the Prophet. So the Risalat continues because his message is surviving through the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it's because of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, the walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam continued with the same strength and quwwat and force after the shahadat of Imam Ali alayhi salam through the children of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. Prophet has already said, inna ma'ashir al-anbiya umirna an nukallim al-nas ala qadri uqulihim. We have been commanded by Allah to talk to people according to their mental levels. So if they are talking to Salman al-Farisi, it makes sense that the contents is now something really high. Salman minna ahl al-bayt, isn't it right? Prophet was there and Salman Farisi was also there, and one of the famous ashab enters into the gathering of Rasulullah and Prophet becomes silent. He stopped talking about what he was saying earlier. And this companion said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, tell us something about what you were telling Salman. And Prophet said, honey is harmful for newborn babies. He didn't say a single word to that companion. Is that right? So it's very important to discover who is the narrator of the hadith before we can end up giving the value to the contents. All the great ahadith are narrated by the greatest companions. And Prophet said to Salman, Ya Salman, Man ahabba Fatimata ibnati fahuwa fil jannati ma'iya. So Prophet says to Salman, O Salman, whoever loves Fatima, my daughter, he will be in the paradise with me. So this is a guarantee that if a person dies with the muhabbat of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, there's a guarantee of Rasulullah that he is going to be with the Holy Prophet inside the paradise. And then Prophet said, وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهَا فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. Whoever hates her, whoever has buzz, animosity towards her, he will be in the hell. So then Prophet said to Salman, Ya Salman, حُبُّ فَاطِمَةَ يَنْفَعُ فِي مِئَةِ مَوْتٍ. Love of Fatima helps at 100 places. What are those 100 places where the love of Fatima is going to benefit us? The Prophet says, أَيْسَرُ تِلْكَ الْمَوَاطِنِ الْمَوْتِ. The easiest of those places is at the time of death. At the time when the soul is taken out, we will end up discovering the importance and value of this love, because it's going to help me at this time.